AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In New Orleans, the coroner says the death toll has risen to 15 after the driver of a pickup truck rammed into a New Year's crowd on Bourbon Street. Zion Parsons was there.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air, they falling under the car.
The FBI's Alethea Duncan.
The subject has been identified as 42-year-old Samsud Dim Jabbar, a U.S.-born citizen from Texas.
Suspects not believed to have acted alone.
An ISIS flag was located on the trailer hitch of the vehicle, and the FBI is working to determine the subject's potential associations and affiliations with terrorist organizations.
Meantime, Ed Donahue reports the attack has prompted the postponement of tonight's college football playoff game until tomorrow.
Notre Dame fan Tim Crawford is in New Orleans to see his team play Georgia. He was in the area where the pickup truck rammed into a crowd just hours earlier.
The worst part is it's just being part of it. You know? Yeah. Just seeing that something silly like this has to happen. Time like this.
Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says public safety is paramount.
We live in the fun and games world with what we do, but we certainly recognize the importance of this, and we're going to support it 100%.
Louisiana Governor Greg Landry says for people worried about going to the game, just know he will be there.
That is proof, believe you me, that that facility in this city is safer today than it was yesterday.
The Superdome will also be hosting the Super Bowl in February. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Las Vegas, one person has died and seven others were injured when a Tesla Cybertruck caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Trump's Las Vegas hotel. A law enforcement official tells AP the truck was rented and appeared to have a load of fireworks. A person familiar with the matter says terrorism's not been ruled out. This is AP News. A New Year's Eve fireworks explosion in the Honolulu area killed at least three people, at least 20 others critically injured. And a survivor of Pearl Harbor has died. Rita Foley remembers Harry Chandler.
He was a Navy medic who helped pull injured sailors from the waters of Pearl Harbor after the 1941 Japanese attack on the naval base. He was 103 years old. He died at a senior living center in Florida. Harry Chandler was a hospital corpsman third class on December 7, 1941, when Japanese fighter planes dropped bombs and fired machine guns on battleships in the harbor, plunging the U.S. into World War II. Was he scared as he rescued wounded sailors from the water? "Weren't scared at all," he once said. "We were busy. It was after you got scared." Asked what he wanted Americans to know about Pearl Harbor, he said, "Be prepared." I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.